This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD9DJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 28th, 2026. Bob Enderbitson, NQ1R, ARRL Senior Director of Marketing and Innovation, was at the Huntsville Hamfest last weekend, and he writes the event proudly promotes itself as the world's friendliest hamfest. It's only been a few days since the convention ended, and that statement is still resonating among those of us who attended, and you could feel the welcome almost immediately, he said. ARRL's national convention program on Friday drew attendees from 37 states. The day started early with 3 full-day workshops, each attracting a different slice of the amateur radio community. In Mini Contest University, organized by Tim Duffy, K3LR, and sponsored by DX Engineering, first-time and veteran contesters settled in together to learn, compare notes, and to sharpen their skills. Then there was the Portable Antenna Workshop with ARRL author Salty Walt Hudson, K4OGO. He teamed up with Michael Martens, KB9VBR, of YouTube's KB9BVR Antennas, and ARRL Digital RF Engineer John McAuliffe, W1DRF. It was the kind of session that captures what amateur radio does so well. Take a popular activity, put a group of curious people in a room, and start figuring it all out together. That spirit carried on to the Hamfest floor, too. Crowds flooded in when the doors opened on Saturday morning to the familiar sounds of a major hamfest, conversations, laughter, and occasional, hey, good to see you, and plenty of discussions about radios, antennas, operating technology, and everything in between. And then there was the setting itself. The connection was especially apparent at dinner Friday evening when the National Convention attendees gathered for a fundraiser at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center to support the ARRL Education and Technology Program. Surrounded by reminders of America's history of exploration and technological achievement, amateur radio's role in advancing technology and inspiring young people felt right at home. 3 days went by quickly. There was plenty to see, learn, buy, discuss, and experience. But what stood out the most was the people. If the world's friendliest hamfest sounds like a bold claim, those of us who spent the weekend in Huntsville might suggest that they have a pretty good case. You can see more photos from the 2026 ARRL National Convention on Facebook and read more from Bob at ARRL.org. Mark your calendars now. This year's second ARRL EME, Earth Moon Earth Contest weekend is September 5th through the 6th, 2026, 0000 UTC on Saturday and 2359 UTC on Sunday, and encompasses the bands 2.3 gigahertz and up. The contest objective is to work as many amateur stations as possible via the EME path on the bands. Our goal is scoring, while grid squares are shown in the contest log upload for every QSO reported, said ARRL Radio Sport and Field Services Manager Bart Janke, W9JJ. What is transmitted over the air to complete the QSO may simply be your 4-digit grid square, or a report in any mutually understood format if station size or propagation prohibit grid squares from being exchanged. Then, when submitting your log to ARRL, you would enter your 4-digit grid square and the 4-digit grid square of the station that you contacted, added Jenke. Beginning this fall with all ARRL contests after September VHF for the future, all EME contest logs must be uploaded to the dedicated EME electronic submission page. For those with electronic spreadsheets or paper logs, a utility converting the log files to Carbrillo format is available. Links for the rules for the next two EME weekends, 3 and 4, 50 to 1296 megahertz, October 31st and November 1st, and November 28th and 29th, are available at ARRL.org. And as a prequel to the September ARRL EME contest, you can enjoy an almost blood moon lunar eclipse on August 27th through the 28th, 2026. A very deep partial lunar eclipse will be available from Europe, Africa, North America, and South America, with just over 96% of the moon passing into Earth's shadow. That event will turn the moon into a shade of crimson in light filtered and refracted by Earth's atmosphere. Route 66 has been celebrating its centennial 1926 to 2026 all year. The 100th anniversary still has events scheduled across the country, and there is time left to join the fun, especially if you're an amateur radio operator. Route 66 on the air 2026 is scheduled for Saturday, September 12th to Sunday, September 20th, a 9-day window for amateur radio operators to participate. 25 special event stations under the 1x1 W6 call sign have been set up just for this event. This is to commemorate, of course, the history of the Mother Road connecting the eastern and western United States. Through stories, songs, and TV shows, the highway came to symbolize the spirit of freedom of the open road, inspiring many to see America. Much of the original Highway 66 has been rerouted into a fast-moving interstate, bypassing many of the small towns and interests of the nation. Each year, Route 66 on the air takes place to remember, celebrate, and share the enthusiasm and memories that Highway 66 represented in its time and even today. A map of the original highway is available at ARRL.org. And the Route 66 Centennial Commission Act was passed by Congress and signed into law by the President in 2020. The act creates a commission with representatives from each of the 8 Route 66 states to recommend activities to commemorate the 100th anniversary in 2026. Known as the largest amateur radio activation of beaches in the Caribbean, Puerto Rico will be holding its Mega Bota 2026 on September 6th. Spearheaded by ARRL Puerto Rico Section Affiliated Club Coordinator Juan Lopez, KB4KJ, the special event will include various clubs which will be on the air from different beaches around the island for those who are award chasers for Beaches on the Air Bota programs. It is a way to interest clubs to get on the air from as many beaches as possible, the same way as POTA, Parks on the Air operation, does, and at the same time bring awareness to the importance of our beaches, said Lopez. There are now more than 20 clubs, including 2 from the Dominican Republic, which will be part of this special event. Lopez also organized the Mega POTA event just this past May. For more information about BOTA 2026 and a list of activities, visit www.beachesontheair.com. Calling all amateur radio instructors. Sharing your knowledge and helping newcomers earn their licenses is one of the most rewarding ways to support the future of amateur radio. The ARRL National Instructor Program supports volunteer instructors with resources, updates on programs and opportunities, and access to the instructor-teacher discount program. You'll also receive a periodic update from the ARRL National Instructor, Gordon West, WB6NOA. If you teach or plan to teach amateur radio licensing classes, register today for the ARRL National Instructor Program and join a community helping prepare the next generation of amateur radio operators. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. This week I'm going to provide you with info on 2 more satellite tracking software programs available. The first one is Orbit Deck by Paul, N8HM. It is written for Apple iPhones and iPads running iOS 17 and greater. It has track and predict, rig control with CAT, rotor control, logging and uploads to ARRL LOTW, digital modes like SSTV and FT4. You can have the program walk you to the grid line or corner grid line with a compass arrow. There's much more. You can beta test it using Apple's test flight and an invitation code from Paul. Drop him an email if interested, n8hm@arrl.net. Then from Vasco, CT10Y, he wrote, HamSat, the new release 2.1, has some great features, a sked planner where you enter the other station's grid, and the program will find satellite passes that match both of you. It has Apple Watch guided aiming, in other words, ASL on your wrist. An arrow leads you in the direction, and haptic tap lets you know you are locked in. There's a built-in AMSAT Rover Award photo tool. You can get this app at the Apple Store. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, August 28th through the 30th, the SCRY RIDI Ops WWDX RIDI Contest, that is digital. August 29th, the Feldhill Sprint, that's digital. August 29th through the 30th, the ALARA Contest, CWN Phone. August 29th through the 30th as well, the U.S. Islands QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. August 29th through the 30th, the Worldwide DigiDX Contest, that is digital. And August 29th through the 30th, the Kansas QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. And remember to visit the ARRL Contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming ARRL conventions and major events on August 28th through the 30th, Wyoming HamCon, hosting the ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention, that's in Casper, Wyoming. September 4th through the 5th, Shelby HamFest, hosting the ARRL North Carolina State Convention, that's in Shelby, North Carolina. And September 26th, the Red River Radio Amateurs HamFest, hosting the ARRL Minnesota State Convention in Moorhead, Minnesota. And remember to search the ARRL HamFest and Convention Database to find more events in your area. The following America 250 W1AW portable activations begin 0000 Zulu on Wednesdays and end at 2359 Zulu on Tuesdays. That's 7 days total for each activation. Here are the current activations. August 26th, New York, W1AW/2, the host WU2M, NQ2U, and KD2QLH. August 26th, Oklahoma, W1AW/5, with the host N5HZR. August 27th, Wyoming, W1AW/7, with the host WY7AA. September 2nd, North Carolina, W1AW/4, with the host N1X1. September 2nd, Colorado, WA1AW/0, with the host there K1DDN. September 9th, Kentucky, W1AW/4, with the host W4NHO. September 9th, North Dakota, W1AW/0, with the host W0ND. And you can see the complete schedule at www.arrl.org, America250-WAS. And finally this week, thanks to the West Alabama Amateur Radio Club in Lamar, Alabama, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.